Welcome to The Calling. I'm John Nichols. Wherever you are and whatever's happened in your life, God is calling you to something higher and something better. On The Calling each week, we hope that you learn more about your own calling by hearing the calling of others. Now with us this week is Hannah Brown. Hannah, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. It's an honor and a pleasure.
So, Hannah, we want to start with your relationship with the Lord.
Absolutely.
And anything, how did that start? How did you begin to walk with
man.
Jesus?
So I was teething on pews, if you know what I mean.
Totally.
I was born in the church, and not literally, because that would have been weird, but I was definitely introduced to Jesus at a young age, because my mom and dad were just so faithful to the Lord, and they raised each of us. I have four there's four of us girls, bless my daddy, but we were all raised in the church, and I've always loved him from a young age. So,
where did you grow up?
I grew up in Walling, Tennessee.
Walling, Tennessee.
Yeah, down by the marina. We were boat babies.
Sure.
Went fishing a lot. So, grew up down there. Went to school at Central View Elementary School. It's now closed.
Okay.
Yeah. But.
So you grew up, I like how you said that, teething on the pew.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that sometime. I like that a lot. So you grew up going to church, but at what point did faith become your own? Do you remember that moment?
Absolutely, I do. I've always had this. And I'm not saying this to be boastful. I'm saying this because I feel like it's a gift the Lord has birthed in me.
Sure.
I've always had a hunger for God, even at a young age. I can remember being five and wanting to serve the Lord. And I know that might sound crazy to some people because it's like 5 years old. I can barely remember what I had for lunch yesterday, you know. But Jesus has always been a part of everything that I've done. And I distinctly remember I was singing You Are My Sunshine at my mom and dad's wedding renewal or marriage renewal. And I can remember saying to myself at 5 years old, I was like, I want to do this forever. I want to serve you, Lord, forever, you know, in a five-year-old voice.
Wow. That's fantastic. And it just started from there.
Yeah. Yeah. And God gave me so many abilities to be able to serve him with. I've been able to have musical abilities, you know, at a young age, at five. Obviously, I was singing You Are My Little Sunshine, you know.
Sure, sure.
I was belting it, too.
Yeah, sure, sure.
I remember that so vividly and so distinctly.
What role did that first church play in your journey? And figuring out how to use those gifts that God gave you.
Well, you know, I think the congregation was so special to me. It was Praise Restoration Center. I can remember it like it was yesterday. We were there for 13 years. But the people there were so encouraging. And they wanted me to grow in my gifting and wanted me to grow in my abilities. And, you know, I think it takes certain people to look at the golden side of another person, no matter the age, and say, you know what, there's something special in there and we're going to help dig it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the people I've had in my life.
Sure. So what is the takeaway now? You look back on your life and you think about that Restoration Center and the people who loved you and mentored you and discipled you. What's the takeaway for our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of those things, you know, no matter what age you are, the enemy is always going to try to creep in and bring insecurities and anxieties and fear on how you should serve the Lord and what it should look like. And, you know, obviously I've had to go through seasons of those insecurities where I'm like, God, is this really what it should look like? Is this really what I should be doing for you? And every time he says, Hannah, just keep bringing what you have. Bring what you have, because that is what I'm going to use in your life to show other people that you do not have to have it all together. You do not have to have a perfectionist spirit about you. Just come with a heart of willingness. So
what does your service look like today? How do you serve the Lord right now?
This season looks very, very different than it has before in the past. Right now, God is calling me to be obedient to Him and to completely listen just to Him without any outside influences. And, you know, there's all these people who get caught in religion sometimes, and they're like, oh, you can't just do that. You got to have people telling you, speaking into you, birthing things into you. And Jesus has been telling me otherwise lately, that this is just a me thing right now. Mm-hmm. But I am learning how to be obedient in the season I am in by resting. Mm-hmm. And that looks uncomfortable for so many people who are taught that servanthood is do it till you die.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to love Jesus till I die, mm-hmm. but Jesus rested. Yeah. I'm going to rest. And so what He's doing is He's reframing my mentality on what servanthood has looked like before.
Yeah, rest. That's a word. I think that's a word.
It's a mean word.
Yeah, Russell, it's a word for us today. What does that look like? What does rest look like for you in this season?
Oh, man. For me, it's saying no. Mm. Oh, and I hate doing that because, sure. You know, I'm a people person. I love helping. I love getting my hands dirty. Just being on the front line with people. You know, because I tell people that, like, I'm a spiritual gangster. I ain't afraid to sling the sword. You know, I'm not afraid of that. Mm-hmm. But right now it's saying no.
Yeah.
And saying yes to Jesus, whatever that looks like. And, you know, He's been telling me to do some stuff. I'm stubborn. Okay. I don't know about you, but I am stubborn. I've been a little rebellious. I go back in the New Testament. I'm like, God, that is me. The Israelites, they complaining. That's me. I am so sorry.
That's right. That's for sure. For sure. So what does that practice? I mean, that it's got to be challenging.
Oh, man.
Because every person that I talk to in ministry, everybody's a yes person. Mm-hmm. They want to stay busy.
Yeah.
So what was your motivation to finally say, I'm going to rest?
It has been a challenge. And I say that with all sincerity. It's literally not something that I've been able to take lightly. And I know that's kind of a vague answer, but we don't have 7 days for me to talk about it. So.
This is The Calling with John Nichols with Hannah Brown. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Calling. This is John Nichols. On The Calling today, we have Hannah Brown. Hannah, again, thanks for being with us. Mm-hmm. And before our break, you were talking about rest. And this is something that is special to my own heart right now in a season of rest as well. How did you come to the realization that you needed to rest, even through, you said, stubbornness and all of that? How did you come to that realization?
Yeah, God forced me into it. And he, you know, it's just like the Lord to say, little girl, you're going to sit down mm-hmm. and you're going to do what I said because I told you to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a worship pastor for 11 years at Christ Point Church. Wonderful church. I love that place. I love the house. I love the pastors. And, you know, there was nothing wrong in the church, right? Because I think when we go through these transition seasons in our life and God is telling us to do something and we're like, God, are you sure that's you? That's not the devil. I know that's what that's a devil. That ain't the Lord, you know? But God has also given me just a heart to be able to feel Him and hear Him. And that's been developed over a relationship mm-hmm. because, again, started at a young age, been trying to cultivate that relationship for a long time. So I know what His voice sounds like. Mm-hmm. Again, that's out of humbleness, right? That is sure. out of just a place of I've walked through so many valleys. I've had to rely on His voice so many times sure. to get to the next destination. But it kind of happened quickly. Where it was, you know, God had been placing this discontentment in me where I knew I was supposed to be resting And actually, my husband, who was serving in the church at the same time as me, had already been through this process, and I was mad at him. Let me tell you that, because I'm like, Lord, you told him that he could rest, but I can't rest. That is rude. I'm your daughter and I'm your favorite. So, you know, it was just one of those things where the Holy Spirit, number one, is so faithful to show you where you need to grow. And he's so faithful to do it so gently.
Yeah.
And that has always been my experience with God. It's not this whole, you know, crazy figure sitting on a throne with a pot ready to bash you over the head. It has always been such a gentle, hey, Hannah, I'm going to need you to do this for me because you said you loved me. And if you love me, you will heed my commandments. And this is what I'm commanding you to do right now. And so, you know, things transitioned. And I, again, going back to my stubbornness, was like, well, I can't leave this place in just complete, you know, turmoil, because I'm a good leader and good leaders prepare the way for the next leader. And the Lord was like, I told you what to do. You are going to detransition out. And I said, well, God, you're going to have to send somebody because I'm not leaving this place without the next leader. He's like, girl, I've already got it covered. So, you know, it's just one of those things. It was such a beautiful transition. The new worship pastors are actually some of my best friends. They own a wonderful business here, the House of K&A. I don't know if you've ever heard of them or not, but wonderful people, anointed people. So God gave me an assurance and a peace to be able to say, okay, God, you ain't showing me the whole picture, because he never,
he never does.
It would scare me half to death if he did, but he gave me a little glimpse of peace in that moment and said, okay, I'm just going to make it right for you because you're the one that's struggling over here.
I think so many times God gets our attention in the way that we really need.
Yeah.
And there have been times in my own life when, you know, there was fire from heaven and earthquakes and all of that. But then there have been other times where it's been that still, small whisper.
Absolutely.
And so if you're listening for God right now, trust that he's going to reveal himself in the way that you need. And trust that he, while he won't show you every step, he'll show you the next one.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back on The Calling. Thanks so much. Welcome back to The Calling. I'm John Nichols. We are with Hannah Brown. You know, Hannah, it occurred to me before our last break that so much of what we experience in church today is good and bad. And there's so much good teaching. There's so many good opportunities. But there's also some opportunities we miss. And I think the Lord just put it on my heart to think about this idea of rest, because I just know how busy church is and how busy pastors can be. When you look at the church today, just overall, not a specific one, but just the church overall, what do you think are some opportunities we have to grow?
Oh, man. Here we go. You know, being someone who has seen how the sausage has been made for so many
years. That's right.
It's one of those things that could possibly sour you to the love of God. But I think that's a tool that the enemy loves to pull out and use on his church body a lot of the time, is through discouragement. But something that I feel like the church as a whole has the opportunity to do right now is to, number one, return back to the altar. And number two, to realize that everything in your story is never going to be wasted.
How about that?
Ever. God uses every broken piece in your life to build the mosaic of ministry that is a testimony to the lost. And it's one of those things that I've struggled with. I mean, my husband and I have been married for close to 10 years. We have been infertile for 10 years. And, you know, thanks to my mom and dad, they named me Hannah. Why would they do that? You know, they named me Hannah. If you know anything about Hannah in the Bible, she suffered with infertility as well. But her worship was confused with drunkenness. And it's one of those things where God has been bringing me in my rest back to the altar. Back, and you know what an altar is? It's a memorial of the season that you just walk through. Mm. And so what I think God is saying is he's saying to me, at least, Hannah, you've served me well, because he said that to me. You know, we get in our feelings a lot where we're just like, God, I'm not doing it right. I'm not doing it right. But he's like, you need to chill, girl. Mm-hmm. You need to chill. The Lord's gangster with me, you know, it's, but it's one of those things where he's taking me back to the special places of our relationship. And he's saying, hey, remember when I did this for you? Mm. Remember when I brought you through the Red Sea? Remember when you were in the valley and I fed you? Remember when you were depressed and I sent a raven to feed you, and I said, take a nap, because honey, your feelings are all over the place. You know, so God is bringing me back personally to this place of remembrance where I remember how good he is. And I think that's the opportunity that the church has right now, is to say, you know what? I remember who I am in the Lord. And through that remembrance, you're going to rise up in fire, and you're going to rise up with a confidence, because right now the enemy is beating up the Lord's bride. Hmm. I don't know if you feel that. That's just something I've been discerning lately. It's like, you know what? We can cover up sin. We can cover all of that. We can cover it up. We could put a happy smiley face sticker on it and say, oh, we're church people. But God has so many better things for you. And, you know, if you're listening today, I just want to speak to you immediately, like, turn back to Jesus right now. There is no time that has to be wasted in this moment under the sound of this voice, whatever you're listening on, whatever. God is calling his sons and his daughters back to his heart. But that comes through obedience. Mm.
Obedience. What a word. Think about a hard season in ministry or in life.
Yeah.
And you've mentioned a couple already today. There's no doubt that somebody listening right now is going through a season of difficulty,
mm-hmm.
season of hardship. What encouragement would you give to them?
I am immediately always brought back. God shows me visions of things. You know, I'm a very picture person. I don't like reading. So, I mean, I am going to lie and say I probably got a little comic book Bible in my,
sure.
my ribs. But the thing he always brings me back to is the woman at the well. And he encourages her through reminding her of her worth. And so I really feel like, you know, through this season, through the seasons of hardship that I've dealt with in ministry, because let's be real, like, there's hard seasons. There's lonely seasons. There's discouragement seasons. There's drought seasons. But there's also seasons of fruitfulness. What's the word where you cut off the dead things in your life, pruning.
Mm.
Oof, that's a hard one. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I love the most about the season that God has us in right now, I think as a Big C church, is he's reminding us that our identity is in him. Our identity comes through relationship. And I really just encourage the listener, if you're going through any of the things that we've talked about right now, just come back. I'm not really making any sense right now.
No, it's good. Because all of us have in common this, maybe not at the same time, but we have seasons of trouble and doubt. And I think the word today is obedience. And to kind of pull together a couple of things that you've said that I think are so powerful, the Lord's not going to show you the whole picture of what obedience looks like,
right?
But he's going to give you the next step.
Right.
Just do the next right thing. Do the next obedient thing. And when you string enough of those steps together, Lord's going to show you the whole vision.
Absolutely.
He's going to show you the whole vision. So we've got just about a minute left. What advice would you give to those young church leaders that are listening right now?
Ooh, get hungry. Mm. Get hungry. Stay hungry because God is so fulfilling. And let me tell you this, speaking from experience, it's one thing to get busy, but to get hungry is a whole other thing. And it is a whole other level of relationship with the Lord. And I know that God is, again, He is birthing up prophets. He's birthing up disciples. He's birthing up, you know, just these incredible ministry opportunities for people not to minister on the inside, but to go out of those four walls and bring them back. And, you know, I'm reminded of just the one who leaves the 99 to chase after the one. That has to be our goal right now. Mm. We have to stay focused.
Hannah Brown, thank you so much for being with us on The Calling this week. Our hope is that when you hear the calling of others, that you learn to discern your own. The Lord is calling you to something greater and something higher. See you next time. Thanks so much.